Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Block, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach and the rattlesnake spin straight facts, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
when they making noise.
Here we go. Here we go. It's a Monday. It's the Lewis and Zach Show. It's your boy, Lewis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things, coming at you with the international superstar, Zach Amico.
Feeling good, buddy.
Feeling nice?
Yeah, just got off the road with the clowns. Feeling very good weekend.
Getting down with the clowns?
Yeah, fucking Juggalo weekend in Worcester. It was packed. A lot
Love
of fun.
It. Love it. Love it. You know who's not here? Robbie Goodwin. It's insane. It's insane to me that Robbie Goodwin would ever be late for my show. The level of disrespect that I'm fucking feeling right now from Robbie Goodwin, who was invited on the show with TJ Miller not 2 weeks ago. We invite him today with Alex Stein. And the huge guests, huge shows we invite Robbie Goodwin to be a part of, because I believe in Robbie Goodwin. I'm the only person in the entire fucking industry that believes in Robbie Goodwin. And he has the nerve to show up fucking late for my show. It's insane.
Let's not go get ahead of ourselves. Maybe somebody died or something tragic happened.
Maybe he's dead. The only way I'll accept this is if Robbie Goodwin is dead and somebody drags his dead fucking carcass in here for disrespecting this fucking show.
And then we make it do impressions.
It'll be better. Dead Robbie.
I'm dead Sebastian.
The only good Robbie Goodwin is a dead Robbie Goodwin. Guys, you're going to have to dox Robbie Goodwin and his whole family now.
Sorry,
this is
guys.
It. I was looking forward to fucking giving Robbie Goodwin a fucking career, but this is it.
Either way, but Lewis, you said he's always on time. I mean,
It must be a problem. It must be something crazy. I know that he reposted the show today, so I know he's alive. I know he's awake. You know, so maybe he got hit by a car. Maybe something happened. Maybe he was arrested. I have no idea. We'll see what his excuse is when he finally gets here. But either way, very excited to have on the show for the first time. You're on the show. I thought you had been here before.
No,
Alex.
I have not. And guys, you know, Gas Digital, you know, from the outside, you'd think, you know, this place maybe is rough and tough, and these guys are rough, but man, this place is first class.
I appreciate
I'm telling
it,
you.
Alex.
I mean,
thank
I mean
you very
that.
Much.
It's very first class. This place is awesome.
Alex Stein, one of the fucking funniest guys out there.
Well,
very, very polarizing. Some people are like, this guy's a lunatic, I fucking hate him. Usually they're fucking left-wing fucking cucktards, as they call them.
Libtards, yes. Or cucktards is one. Yeah,
you know. But we love Alex Stein. Skankfest performer, Carnival Combat competitor.
That was great. And I want to say, you know, you and I disagreed. Mike Harrington is a hell of a tough guy. And, you know, that fight was basically a draw, you know. But I do think that I had a little bit more just at the very end. But I'm saying Mike kicked my ass and I kicked his ass a little bit, but Mike Harrington's a soldier, dude. That guy's a badass.
No, Harrington's the fucking man. Alex, you're the man. I love having you on the show. We're very excited to have you here. We have an incredible show planned.
Do you think he took the fight just so Mike could punch somebody named Alex?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I know. It's why. Yeah. But I think Alex would kick Mike's ass.
Yeah, Alex is substantially tougher than Mike. She's better cardio at the very least. Yeah.
I think her limbs stretch like Dalsim from Street Fighter.
Yeah, she can just, you know, just hit her from across the room.
What was the toy? Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she does mushrooms, grows a third eye, elevates, and just kicks your ass.
Well, she's got
her pineal gland is definitely not calcified, so that's why I think she wins in the fight.
Alex, I'm happy to have you on the show for the first time, my friend.
Well, dude, we have a lot to talk about, Lewis. I mean, you know, we were talking about some stuff before the show, but, you know, the drama seems to find, I guess, everybody in this comedy world.
Of course. Well, you know
what?
Let's bring in the drama llama. Drama llama ding dong, baby boy. We were talking about it before the show, which I wasn't even positive we were going to talk about on today's show, but fuck it, why not? Leonardo Joni, who is a comedian from Austin, Texas, she came at my boy Ian Finance. She came at my boy Ian, and here's the thing. This is just who the fuck I am, right? I don't give a shit if you suck dick. I don't give a shit if you're right wing. I don't give a shit if you're left wing. I don't give a shit what politics you have. I don't give a shit about any of that, right? I'm loyal as a motherfucker, okay? My boy Ian sucks dick.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there, okay? That's fine. We're not going to hate on Ian.
Listen,
sometimes.
2025, you know, you want to be gay. And this is the other thing. A lot of people have a lot of gay hate, though. And everybody has a gay family member. It's just stupid to hate gay people.
You can't hate on fucking gay. Who gives a shit?
I agree.
Oh, well.
Look who the cat dragged
Well. What the fuck are you wearing, dude?
Why are you dressed like Missy Misdemeanor Elliott?
I'm in a freaking tie. I'm looking dressed to impress, Robbie. Sorry. And you look like
that
a
is the
dealer.
Shittiest coat I've ever seen in my entire life.
Why is your coat made out of your career?
Well, we're happy you're not hurt. You know, Lewis is like, Robbie's always.
No, I want him to be dead. I want him to be hurt. I'm upset that also he's got a tag still on his hoodie. Oh, really? What is going on with you right now, dude? The first thing you saw in the garbage?
I rushed over here. I sprinted.
And he's got a gallon of water? You had time to get the gallon of water.
It was in my fridge already.
Okay, 9 minutes late. Well.
Sorry.
You stopped at Mardi Gras, apparently.
Yeah, I went to Mardi Gras. It was great.
Why are you 9 minutes late to my show, Robbie? I'm the only person who gives you opportunity.
That's a good point.
This is psychotic behavior.
It's not psychotic. I was just...
a little psychotic because, you know, I'm all the way from Texas, and I wouldn't even think about disrespecting.
Quit bragging.
I'm just saying, Robbie, and I feel a little insulted because you did tweet about it. You knew I was going to be here, and I thought you would even show me as the guest a modicum of respect to be here on time.
This is a huge guest. Alex Stein is a huge guest.
Okay.
All right. Let me just tell you. First of all,
all right. He's a great guest.
He's a great guest. First of all, you should be honored that I'm here. But also, I wanted to give you 9 minutes just to catch up with Lewis. You've never been on the show before. I want to give you a little time to shine.
Cunt.
Don't we love it? Don't we love the spin? We love the spin. It's the spin zone, folks.
I'm not happy right now, guys.
I don't know. He spinned that pretty good.
Robbie, you're on thin ice. Just so you know, Robbie.
That's great.
Thin ice. You can come crashing through. Fucking drowning, looking up, trying to fucking get back out. It ain't going to happen. Ooh, you might be banned from the show for a month at least.
What the hell? 5 minutes late?
9 minutes late.
One guy shows up in a suit. Stein.
Yeah.
Stein.
You're not doing that, guys. The Holocaust is terrible.
Stein.
Yes.
Anyway, we're talking about how Leonardo Joni was trashing Ian Fidance, I don't know Leonardo. Okay,
yeah.
I know you know
I'm
her.
I'm friends with her. Yeah, I am friends with her.
Look, she hit me up the day before she trashed Ian. She hit me up to be on Legion of Skanks. We happened to be out of town. I would have had Leonardo on the show. I don't know what to do here.
Time out. See, that kind of makes
sense.
Have
them both on.
But wait, and I haven't talked to Leonardo, but... She messaged you to go on Legion of Skanks
the day before she put this video out.
So you didn't respond to her message?
No, I did respond to her.
Oh, okay. I was just going to create a conspiracy that you didn't respond, and now she's like, well, kind of F Gas Digital, because she obviously is not, she knows that you and Ian are friends.
I'm bringing my entire staff, 18 producers, to Jamaica, three villas on the beach. That the week that she's going to be in town, we're going to be out of town. I would have had her on the show, okay? We still could have her on the show. I'm out of hating. She didn't fucking burn a bridge here. I'm just saying, I'm a loyal-ass fucking dude, okay? Ian, he may be a homo. He may suck cocks. And me and Ian, we have a contentious relationship. Me and Ian butt heads fucking regularly. Butt
fuck.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You butt fuck.
He's gay. He sucks cock. And me and him butt fuck sometimes. That's it. I don't know where I'm going with this.
We butt heads a lot when we forget whose turn it is.
What I'm trying to say here is I'm gay. Sometimes he butts his butt into my cock. Who knows?
Hungrily.
But, I mean, look, the who I am as a human being, if you come at one of my fucking friends, I'm going to get their back every fucking time, period. Yeah. I don't give a shit what my friend does. You can tell me that Zach Amico has fucking raped a child. And he has.
I don't know about that.
If you fucking
real quick, time out. I had to call just a quick time out. The reason why I say that is Shuley's producer. You guys know who Shuley Agar is.
So that's my son.
Shuley Agar's producer, yeah. ISO, who created his show where he makes fun of Stuttering Johns, got caught with over 6,000 images of child pornography. And Shuley did come out and say, oh, well, my producer got caught with this. But there's kind of like a, I don't know, there's kind of a weird timeline. But he's still having the guy's back in a way. So.
Well, obviously, I'm kidding. If one of my friends got caught being a child molester, that would be I would put them on the same fucking month long suspension that Robbie Goodman's getting. Being late to my show is basically like fucking a child. Robbie Goodwin is a pedophile. Tweet it, hashtag it, let people know it.
How has my punishment gotten worse as the sentence got longer? It was like, I'm mad at you, you're banned for a month, I'm arresting you for pedophilia.
So I don't know anything about Shuley's producer. I did sort of read that peripherally. I don't really pay attention to the dabbleverse, as they call it. It seems like a lot of fucking, no offense, and I love Shuley, but it seems like a lot of low-rent players that are involved
in
the lowest
whole world. Rent, but that's kind of why people like watching it, because they want to see the train wreck. They want to see people that are doing so bad. Like, they want to see Stuttering John have the stain and the food on his face.
I've done a couple of those shows, and every time they just bring up Ray DeVito, like, a lot.
Yeah,
like,
Ray DeVito's a star This is why, because Ray DeVito is so, and I mean this, and I think Ray's in a way is funny, but he like lives on people's couches, like his life is so bad.
Ray is, and I like, I've known Ray a long time, but Ray is, here's my problem with Ray, and he'll hear this, I know he will. Ray can never just be like, yo, what's up, bro? It always has to be like, yo, what's up, bro? What can you now do for me?
Yes!
I have heard this. Doggy, just fucking do something for me for once. How about that? Mm-hmm. How about, this is like in life. If anybody wants shit out of fucking life, okay, don't ask for it. Ask what you can do for the universe. What can you offer the universe? And the universe will fucking pay you back. Don't constantly pull from the fucking universe, because then you get fucking, you're like, Ray, stop asking me for things, doggy. And well, I like Ray.
But it's bad.
Shannon, you booked Ray on the show recently, right? Or he's coming in soon?
Yeah, I've moved him. I moved him a couple times.
We put him on the exclusive episode because he kept trying to ask to be on Skanks.
But Ray should come on, but he gets made fun of a lot. And this is tough, and there's people that don't make this, but I think he said his like best year in comedy made like $11,000. So
sad.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean,
that is sad.
You know, and that was like his best year.
Sounds like a lot of money to me, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Well, so it's just people, they feel better about themselves. Yeah. You know.
Of course. Well, I do like Ray. Ray, we did a show. He showed up. You know, he showed up and, somewhere, and then he was like, yeah. He's like, hey, listen, do you want to? I got weed in my car. Do you want to smoke weed? And I was like, yeah, of course, dude. I want to smoke weed. And this is like a year or two ago. And I went out to his car. Like, it was so cold. It was like somewhere like Columbus or somewhere fucking in the Midwest. I have no idea where we were. And we walked to his car. I want to say maybe at least a quarter to a half a mile to his car. His car was so far away. And I was like, cool, let's go smoke weed. And we got to his car and he gave me a bowl. And I started smoking the bowl. And I was like, it was really hard to pull. I was like, this sucks. I was like, this weed sucks, dude. And he was like, no, man, it's great weed. Try to get you really high. And I was like, dude, what is going on here? And then I put my finger in it, you know, just kind of move the weed around.
Sounds like a clogged pipe.
Doggy, it was a fucking weed gummy that he shoved into
the pipe. No way.
It was insanity,
Ray.
Dude.
Ray was smoking weed gummies?
He was smoking weed gummies.
What?
I was so mad. I was like, Ray, I couldn't even believe that I was smoking a weed gummy.
Did you confront him? Did you say, why is there a weed gummy?
Yes.
And did you say, does it get you high? Does it get you
no,
high?
No, he was just saying it was great weed because he was a retard. And I love Ray.
I know, but can you get high?
No.
I know, but I mean, well, there's THC in it. I wonder if it does melt like a wax or something.
That is the experience. With Ray DeVito that will always stand out in my mind is the time that he gave me a clogged bowl with a weed gummy
in it.
Good
shit. The best part is this is good shit, man. Was he smoking gummies and being like, whoa?
Yeah, dude. He was like, oh, it's like, oh, this is really good stuff. And I was like, Ray, you don't know what the fuck good shit is. Dude. You don't even know how to smoke weed. This is a fucking weed gummy in your bowl. Oh, it made me mad.
And
I love Ray. He's a character. He's great for that reason.
Man.
But I will say, Shuley's a friend. DeVito's a friend.
I want to explore that a little more. Do you think that means somebody gave him a weed gummy and he went, how can I parlay this into time with Lewis?
Oh, no.
Maybe.
I mean,
didn't realize the gummy.
How do you
was...
not? No.
No,
because
he's delusional. Ray got, I think he's banned from every Planet Fitness because he got like an article.
Oh, I heard about this. This was the topic of conversation in the Dallas.
By the way, that's the most low rent version of a Lewis problem I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'm banned from Equinox.
Well, I know. Equinox is the nicest gym. Obviously, a huge difference. But I think he was like getting mad at some high school kids for drinking. I don't know the story, but he somehow got kicked out of Planet Fitness for, I guess, you know.
God bless him. God bless him. And look, I like all these guys. I can't bring myself to give a fuck about the Dabbleverse. Mm. I like Shuley. I like Anthony Zanhauser is a good friend. You know, I like Ray. I just, when I see that shit, I'm like, it is just so low fucking rent. I can't even deal with it. So I will not be drawn into the Dabbleverse. I will say, as we're talking about being banned from a gym, and I want to stay on topic, so we'll talk about this in a minute, Shannon. Remind me to, I wrote a letter to the CEO of Equinox to try to get my Equinox membership reinstated.
Well, it's owned by Stephen Ross, right? The guy that owns
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the guy you need to talk to.
I talked to, I emailed Harvey Spivak, who is the CEO.
I thought he was in jail.
No, I had ChatGPT write me a professional sounding.
That was going to be my first question.
100%, dude. Yeah,
did ChatGPT write
I'll read it to you guys. Because I emailed to him. He didn't get back to the email, and I also sent him a DM with it as well. I'll read you what I wrote to him. And I meant everyone. So I put my bullet points into ChatGPT. He hasn't even seen this. He hasn't even fucking seen it. Look how long my email is.
Oh God.
You didn't spruce it up.
You know, when somebody sends you
a message. I edited a couple words.
Okay. When somebody sends you a message that long, do you read it?
Because
I check every message. Yeah,
blue check mark, I would.
Yeah,
maybe. I'm very judgmental. You got a blue check mark, maybe we'll talk about it.
Now, I want to put a pin in this very moment. And this. We went from talking about, hey,
I'm going to put a pin in a fucking, in a Robbie Goodwin.
Lewis going, you know, the CEO of Equinox hasn't answered my manifesto.
ChatGPT.
The words he changed were, also, I have a gun. That was the end.
I want to put a pin in my Robbie Goodwin voodoo doll. That's what I was going to say.
That would actually make a lot of sense.
We're doing voodoo dolls. We're doing voodoo dolls at Skankfest for comedians.
Well, saw the Patrick Mahomes, the woman at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw that. It was great, dude. So funny.
And then he's playing like shit.
That's
and you know that
so
black magic is real, though. I'm not kidding. Like,
I thought they didn't like magic.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's what's up.
A lot of people are like, oh, Alex, you know, whatever. Are you conservative or this and that? And I am. I think I'm more of a populist, but. I do believe in God. Like, whether you're religious or not, I don't know, you know, everybody's going to say they have a different religion, but if you play with, like, God, you can kind of feel the Holy Ghost, but this black magic, I had this guy from Ghana. It was like a joke. We did a seance on my podcast. Dude, I'm not kidding. Like, 7 things, like, 10 different things happened. The studio lost power. The internet went out. Like, all this weird stuff happened.
Maybe a black guy was in charge of paying these bills.
Right.
That's what it was.
Just telling you, black magic, these people like...
They'll make your electricity disappear.
Jeffrey Epstein, Hillary Clinton, they play with the occult. It's not a joke. So you guys doing this, somebody's going to die. You're going to kill
which,
Robbie.
Karen,
which
speaking
fine,
of black
right?
magic, Karen, can I please get a coffee?
Oh, can we start calling Karen black magic?
Black magic.
I would also...
See, that's
black
good,
magic Karen.
Black magic.
She's a black magic Karen. Can you put some keto brains in my coffee as well, Karen? I do enjoy keto brains. New sponsor on the show. Love keto brains.
I thought the black magic was in Orlando.
Let's see.
I would also like a coffee, please.
And also for Robbie, do you want some keto brains in your coffee?
That'd actually be great. Yeah.
Put some keto brains in Robbie's coffee, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you know how to blend it, right, Karen?
What's in that? Ketones? Why is it keto?
So yeah, it's like a creamer that has MCT oil, and it helps you, you know,
get into ketosis.
Yeah, but also has like lion's mane mushrooms and L-theanine and a few other. It's really, really good.
I love that stuff.
It's really good. So I'll read you my open. We'll get into the Leonardo Joni versus Ian here in a second, but I will first read you my open letter to Harvey Spivak. Guys, tweet at Harvey Spivak, send him a message back. Lewis is trying to get back in Equinox.
Okay, hold on. Desperate
tweet
DM does not mean an open letter would be if you had posted it in a public.
I'm gonna post it.
Actually,
this is my open letter right now.
It's a closed letter. You privately
let's cyberbully the CEO.
No, we're not going to cyberbully
him. I like this part. I think we should cyberbully the CEO.
No,
that would work.
All of Lewis's targets. This guy deserves it.
First of all, let me just say this. I have spoken so highly of Equinox for years and years and years publicly. I worked there. My last day job was Equinox. It was one of my last day jobs. Was a membership advisor at the 19th Street location. I included it in the letter. So I'll give you some background real quick. I was banned because there was three guys technically in the steam room being really loud and just sort of abrasive. They kept on hitting the sensor with water.
This is like Ray DeVito's story, kind of.
No, this is true.
But Ray DeVito's, there's people acting crazy in the
and he told them to calm it down?
Well, yeah,
what's funny is Ray was in a Planet Fitness.
He was in a Planet Fitness, I know,
you need to act like an animal in Planet Fitness.
But
this is Equinox.
But there's parallels.
It's like going
to Wendy's stories.
And being like, the service here is terrible.
Maybe Lewis is just a successful Ray DeVito. Okay, hold on, let's just hear that. Let's just hear the
You know, Alex, I don't want to cut your microphone.
Yeah. Successful Ray DeVito is like jumbo shrimp, though.
Yeah.
No, but let's hear the story. So you're kind of mad. These guys are just, you know, causing a little disturbance.
They're causing a ruckus. They're being really loud. They're talking about their boats. They're fucking bros, right? Mm. And I was like, guys, just keep it down a little bit. And they kept on hitting the sensor for the temperature, so the steam would keep on coming out. Which, like, if you're going to do that in a steam room, you should ask everyone in the steam room, hey, do you guys mind if I make it a little bit hotter? You know, it's not your fucking steam room, cock fucking sucker. Edit this part out when we do the open letter to Harvey.
Right.
So I was like, hey, guys, you just keep it down a little bit. And then it just deteriorated from there. They were like, you know, they were like, well, I don't know, it was a rule. I was like, it's not a rule, it's etiquette. And I'm trying to like just explain.
Oh,
what,
so now you're having a debate. I'm so having, you say something and then it's a rebuttal.
Then yeah, then
oh,
they
wow.
when I come out, they start talking shit to me in the locker room, and then there's 2-on-1 when they started talking shit. So I just went very big. Mm. I don't think I called them faggots, but I think that was the problem, is I went my eyes went
were
into the back of my
gay
head.
White men?
No, they were fucking straight dudes. I wouldn't call a gay guy a faggot. I'm not a hateful piece of shit. You call you call tough guys faggots to bring them down to the faggy level. You know what I'm saying? So here's the deal. This is my letter to Harvey Spivak. Zach, you want to read it in my voice?
No.
Okay, never mind.
I want Robbie to read it.
You want Robbie to read
I'll
it?
I'll do it.
You can read it in my voice.
Okay, all right. There we go. Okay.
Just because my voice is still shot.
Dear Mr. Spivak. All right.
Dear Mr. Spivak, I hope this email finds you well. I wanted to take a moment to reach out regarding my previous membership at Equinox and express my sincere regret for the incident that led to my removal.
Four spaces.
Over a year ago, I was involved in a heated exchange, sauna, with two individuals at the Paramus location. While I recognize that I should have handled
this... Paramus, not Paramus.
Paramore location. There's a lot of misery business. While I recognize that I should have handled the situation differently, my reaction was not reflected of the respect and appreciation I have for Equinox as both a gym and a brand.
It's true. I put this all in bullet points before ChatGPT turned it into a fucking...
This is pretty good for ChatGPT.
I think you should
have
started with that I'm a former employee, though.
Right.
Well, I put it in there.
Okay.
I think he got there.
I take full responsibility. Wow, Lou. I take full responsibility for my role in the conflict.
I don't. See? But that was ChatGPT. I left it alone.
That's all right, computer, you win this one.
Very gracious of you.
I take full responsibility for my role in the conflict and have since reflected on the importance of maintaining composure in such situations. And if you want some too, betterhelp.com. Promo code... Equinox has been a significant part of my life. I was a longtime member and even worked as a membership advisor at 19th Street for 2 years.
There it is.
During which I developed a deep appreciation for the company's commitment to excellence. Since moving on to pursue my career as a comedian, podcaster, and business owner, I've continued to champion Equinox, not just as a gym, but as a standard of quality and service.
I do.
That I admire.
I do admire.
And I've even drawn inspiration from in my own ventures. I truly miss being a part of the Equinox community, and I would love the opportunity to return. I can assure you that I have learned from my mistake, and if reinstated, I would be a model member who upholds the standards of respect and professionalism.
Dude, he's going to think you're insane. Well, he's going to think you're a serial killer.
This is great. This is great.
I wrote the same thing to Golden Corral.
Yeah, exactly right.
Don't say the full the full names of the other people.
Okay.
That Equinox represents. I also have friends who still work at the company, such as Boop, who can speak to my character. Additionally, I was trained under Boop, and my time at Equinox remains an invaluable part of my professional and personal growth. I would be grateful for your consideration in reinstating my membership. Please let me know if there's any way I can further demonstrate my commitment to making things right.
It's like a letter to an ex at the end.
Yeah,
here.
It's like almost like a college acceptance.
Take me back, baby. Like, thank you for your time, and I appreciate your consideration.
Actually, pretty well written.
That's a good.
Actually, not bad.
That's a good email.
I think so.
That was actually much better than I was expecting, I'll be honest. Full responsibility.
Because older Lewis would have written a poem.
There once was a man from Equinox who got banned for saying faggot.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Reinstate my membership, you fucking Jew.
Or I will kill you.
I will find you, bitch.
I will find you.
What does Equinox cost a month in Manhattan?
Like $350, something like that. Damn. I paid $360 for Lifetime, and Lifetime stinks.
It's not. I see. I felt they're kind of comparable. Equinox is cooler, but
Equinox doesn't allow children. 12-year-olds can go into Lifetime, which is insane. Yeah. I don't want to work around hot children.
Do they charge extra for that?
No, they don't.
Hot children.
They allow them in the steam room. It's insane.
Wow.
Little kids. It's pretty wild.
Yay.
So yeah, we're gonna see. That's my open letter.
I think you got a shot.
I think there's a path to me getting back to Equinox.
Well, if he sees that you are a former employee, that's some gravitas. You know what I mean? That means that you're.
Here's the thing. So I'm friends with the guy who runs the all the locations in California, the entire West Coast. And he was like, dude, it's not happening. He was like,
there's a file, they pull up your name and it says,
I think that they know who I am as like a fucking
problem.
They probably classify me as like a right wing guy. Like but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not at all.
But you say you're tripping off some alarms.
I'm thinking that when they looked into who I was, they were like, we don't need this fucking type of guy in our gym.
They don't like the F slur.
They don't like
it. That's on. Mm. You know.
I think I must have called them faggots, and then their little gay fucking locker room attendants were like, oh my.
The guy just watching the steam room jacking off is like, how dare he say that?
And by the way, the amount of times that men have pulled their cocks out at me in the steam room and started jerking off in front of me, and I barely said anything. Yeah.
Is that true?
100%.
Mm-hmm. It happens. You continued to get
maybe
it.
A half dozen times it happened. That's how much I love Equinox.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You should put that in.
They don't make you pay more for that. They just give you that.
That's a great amenity.
Well, they do say there's an Equinox in Dallas.
Amenity?
There is an Equinox in Dallas and on Oaklawn. That's like the neighborhood in Dallas. And they say that is in that steam room that it gets.
The 19th Street location, when I worked there, we would have to go in. We'd have to check the locker room on Friday nights every half an hour. Be like, just go open the door.
You gotta run in with a broom like raccoons.
Get out of here. Knock it off. Almost get out of here.
Just like a bunch of gay guys scatter. Yeah. Like fucking.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. No, so whatever. I guess we'll see what happens. I'm gonna make it up my journey to get my Equinox membership back.
I think it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. I think I can get it. I think there's a path.
Yeah. I like the letter.
I like
maybe somebody
too.
That works for Equinox in the higher up than my friend who fucking runs the entire California division.
Right.
Can get inside of their fucking heads. I don't know.
I think your only shot is if the CEO has a son or grandson who's a fan.
Yeah.
And if the CEO has a sense of humor,
right,
he'd hear
which
this.
He doesn't.
Just book the CEO for Skankfest. No,
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors on the show, Keto Brains. We love Keto Brains here at the Lewis and Zach Show. Genuinely great product. I love Molly from Keto Brains. She's such a big fan of comedy and made such an incredible product. If you're tired of brain fog, midday crashes, and feeling like your brain just isn't firing on all cylinders, Keto Brains Nootropic Creamer is the ultimate upgrade for your coffee. You put it right in your coffee. You can do it in a protein shake. You can actually dump it right into your fucking mouth. It tastes so good. It is packed with science-backed ingredients like alpha GPC for focus, lion's mane for neurogenesis, L-theanine for smooth clarity, and C8-MCT for sustained ketone energy. It's a creamy coconut-based formula that fuels your brain without the jitters or the crash. So start your day sharp, power through your workouts, crush your to-do list, or simply stay locked in when it matters most. There's no fillers, no fluff, just pure high-performance nootropics in every single scoop. Right now, just go to Keto Brains, that's with a Z, KetoBrainz.com, and use the promo code LAZ20 to save 20% off your order today. Really great product. Give it a shot. You guys are going to love it. KetoBrainz.com. Use that promo code LAZ20 for 20% off. All right, where were we? All right, so let's talk about this Leonardo Joni, Ian Fidance situation. So there's context, right? First of all, here's the thing, okay? Ian is not like a fucking libtard, left-wing fucking... Ian's a funny comic, period. Mm-hmm. That's who Ian is. Ian is just a comic. He may be a homo. Yes, he may fucking have certain sensibilities that lean that way, but Ian's not a political guy at all, in any sense of the word. He hangs out with the fucking Legion of Skanks crew. He's family. You know what I'm saying? We're fucking, you know, and we are accepting of all. We don't give a shit what your thing is. I don't give, if you're just funny and you're just a fucking cool guy, that's all I give a shit about. If you're left wing, be fucking left wing. I don't give a shit. Don't, just like if you're religious, more power to you, dude. Don't fucking make me feel bad for not thinking the same way as you. And if that is your sensibility and that's who you are as a human being, where you're just like, hey, dude, live and let live, that is who I am, dude. If you want to chop your fucking dick off, I don't care. If you want to suck a cock, I don't care. If you want to fucking vote for Trump or Biden or Kamala or whoever, who gives a shit? I don't give a shit. It means nothing to me. That's not the way that I work. I don't give a shit about any of those things. As long as you're fucking cool and you can just chill and fucking do your thing, that's that. My friends who are comics, all my friends, they are funny first. That's all they give a shit about. That is, we are, every comic that I know that I'm close with, we're just trying to fucking get to work, make some cash, make some people laugh. And that's that, except for Dave Smith. But everyone else except for Dave Smith doesn't give a shit about this stuff. And Dave, here's what I'll say about Dave. Dave really gives a shit. Dave is not a Twitter guy. Mm-hmm. He's not getting his information from the internet like that. He reads the fucking books. He has real conversations with people who are very much in the know. Dave has invested his entire life to the libertarian movement and to understanding political thinking. He's not a fucking hack. He's not somebody who just goes onto Twitter and gets his information from Jake Shields or fucking whoever else. Well, I like Jake. Not hating on Jake. Jake's the man. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, there are a lot of people. They put a Trump profile picture, right? Mm-hmm. It's a Trump waving a flag. And then that is the amount of research that they've fucking done. Mm-hmm. If you're doing research, you're kind of gay, but more power to you, dude, if that's your thing. So my point is 95% of the people that you'll see on the internet that are talking politics don't do any real research. They live in the internet and they fucking have Twitter fingers and they think that they're a part of this thing and they're not really a part of it.
Well, it's funny though that you say that because I do agree with you. Politics are gay. Like, you know, we get this illusion that it's right versus left, but really it's just a big uniparty, like just trying to screw us, like if you're really paying attention. But it's just so funny about Dave Smith is that he is literally the leader of the Libertarian Party. I mean, he's like turning down positions. You know, they want him to run.
They wanted him to run. He was like, no. And but it was, by the way, one of the reasons he didn't run is this guy right here. I was like, Dave, if you run, Dave is, people have no idea how much Dave is killing it.
Yeah,
Dave is fucking,
he's on fire,
killing it. Mm-hmm. He makes a lot of money. He's fucking, I mean, selling out shows all over the country.
He's like Piers Morgan every week.
People could talk shit all they want. Dave is making way more money than people would even fucking realize. And he's way more respected in that world than people would ever fucking realize. And he's a killer. If you see Dave Smith perform stand-up comedy, he's a fucking killer. I was like, Dave, why are you even risking what you have right now? We built him a new platform separate from the network because we didn't want politics on Gas Digital. He's got his own fucking platform right now. He's selling out all over the country. He's respected by both comedians and people in politics. He's a real ass motherfucker. That's the truth. But most people aren't doing what he's doing, right? So I will say that I respect what Dave is doing because he genuinely fucking puts in the time, genuinely reads the books. Most people don't do that. Ian is just a comic. Ian's just trying to be fucking funny. Ian's trying to be provocative when he can be provocative. Actually, I was watching Crack and Miko's stream last night. Shout out to Crack and Miko, one of your co-hosts.
Crowder Boys, everyone Crowder Boys. Say it's 7.
And I shouldn't even give you a fucking plug. Shannon, bleep that plug.
No, do it for Crack.
No, bleep the fucking plug because this cop just showed up late.
It's not.
Crack wouldn't show up late.
Don't punish Crack for my misdeeds.
So, what's it called? Crack was talking about, what was he saying? Fuck, I lost my train of thought now.
He was talking about Ian and the chick.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He was like, regardless. So Ian's not a fucking guy who, he's just being provocative. That's what Ian does. That's what the point that Kraken made. He was like, Ian was getting shit from people on the left, from like the gay community and the trans community, because he was just he makes jokes about everything, and especially as a joke about banging trannies. And people in the trans community are like, yo, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
So he's getting it from both ends because he's just being provocative because that's what the fuck we do. We're supposed to be provocative.
I mean, he is getting it from both ends.
Yeah. Exactly. That's
just, literally.
I didn't know it was my birthday.
So Ian, what happened was,
it is funny. He's like, everyone, I am amused. I don't think he deserves it, but the trans people hate him. The anti-trans people hate him. It's just like, it's amazing.
He's a hateable motherfucker. And he's so funny in spite of his fucking homosexuality. He's so funny that I appreciate what Ian does. And he trolls everybody. He comes onto my shows. He trolls the fuck out of me. I've gotten angry. We've gotten into real arguments after shows before.
Really?
A few times.
I remember when you guys would like go.
No,
back and forth.
There's been a few where there's been no microphones.
Yeah, yeah. Where we fucking go, fuck you, dude.
I remember when he brought his own soundboard. That was like the funniest thing ever.
A podcast?
Yeah, on this show.
Ian drop.
Bing, 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 bing.
It's the worst.
That's funny. That was one of the funniest things.
Super provocative, right? And that's what Ian does. So here's the thing. Leonarda, who, once again, I don't really know this bitch, but she is taking a one clip, which it's, he's trying to be provocative.
It's out of context.
He was getting heckled by a guy that was in Trump gear that was like, kept on yelling Trump out during the set. Mm-hmm. So Ian did what a comic is supposed to do, which is try to piss the guy off. So Ian starts fucking digging in on him and sort of, you know, saying a lot of the left-wing talking points about right-wingers. And, you know, regardless of how you feel about what he's saying in that moment, if you know Ian, and she doesn't know Ian, so I'll be fair to her. If you know Ian, you know he's just being as provocative as possible. He doesn't give a shit about this shit at all, right? So she takes this moment where it's a crowd work moment from a much longer clip that he put out, right? And she starts to break it down. Now, here's the other thing is like, sure, more power to you, break it down. But what you're doing in this moment, and this is what, because Owen Benjamin fucking chimed in, and Owen's like, oh, she can't make fun of him, but he can make these jokes. It's like, no, that's not what's going on. She's putting this out in a way where her followers are going to start harassing and fucking trashing this guy. She's taking a moment, clipping it out, being like, look at this fucking guy. This is the problem with comedy. That's not just making jokes. If she had made some jokes on a podcast about him being a little bit of a homo, it wouldn't even be a thing. The problem is you're literally taking this, putting it out as a clip just to get people riled up and giving the wrong context for it.
Yeah.
It's disingenuous.
She's trying to feed slop to her fans. And that's the thing. It's like she should recognize Ian, New York Comedy Club, which I think it was taken, is mostly girls on dates. So that's an easy dub if there's a guy like heckling in Trump gear in the front row.
Of course, yeah.
That's an easy dub. You're fucking handing it to him on a silver platter. Of course he's going
to
do that.
Yeah, so pull up some of her reaction video to Ian.
And I want
to
say this about Leonardo. She's actually really smart. So she's not doing this on accident. With Ian, forget about his political leanings. If you're kind of just putting him in a box, like, you know, the fact that he's like bisexual and outspoken, it's like an easy target, right?
Right,
or,
of course.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
These are both people destroying easy targets.
Yes,
when we should all be a little more competitive. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, but it's like, it's just because he is different, and Leonardo's smart. She's like, well, let me make a video of him freaking out. I know that conservative people are going to, like, you know, get upset, riled up. So Leonardo's being smart, making the content. But it's annoying when you have these commentary creators that just, you know, comment. And
especially
watch.
When there are other comics, too. It's like...
Well, that's my point. It's like, we're not supposed to... This is the thing. People on the left would do this. They would find a piece, right? They would go and put it out, and they would try to... I mean, canceling is the wrong word, because nobody's getting canceled over anything, but you are trying to rile up your audience against this person, right? And you get these people that are super passionate politically, one way or the other,
right?
And then they fucking start coming at people, and it's annoying as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And when you're doing that, I just feel like it's very anti-comedy. It is the last thing we should be doing to each other is fucking trying to blast our fans on each other when we're trying to be funny. Ian's in a comedy club.
Yeah.
Telling jokes into a microphone. You can think they're funny or not, okay?
A lot of people don't.
Well, comedy is subjective. Certain people think so.
But that's the thing. Like, don't people are, you know, even she wrote that, because I defended him publicly on Twitter.
That's
and she's
awesome.
Like, but where are the jokes? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's in a comedy club talking into a microphone with people laughing.
He's also doing well.
Yeah, I mean, it's so good. Play some of this.
Yeah, that
original dude, you love it. You love pushing buttons. Nah, I guess you could say I'm bisexual.
Gay. That means you're gay.
Because I've been with men, women, and trans women.
Gross. This is gross.
Man, but I hate these terms. I feel like it does more to alienate us and bring us together.
No. These terms help us identify who's gay and who's not. Because you know what? Most women don't want to have sex with a man who's blowing another dude on the weekends.
Also, pause this for a second.
That is a fair statement.
It's a fair statement. I'll say that Ian gets a ton of fucking pussy from hot bitches. It's pretty wild.
Ian's one of the only, like, true bisexual men I've ever met.
No, Ian gets... Like, I'm telling you right now, I don't know why, because I think Ian is actually ugly, but I will tell you right now that Ian gets a wild amount of hot pussy.
Well, second, I've seen...
It blows my fucking mind.
He does have kind of an aura of confidence.
He's very confident.
Yeah.
But... I mean, once again, I have to kind of go with Leonardo, though. Do these girls know that he's also blasting dudes?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. He's only getting pussy from women who know. And he's not getting pussy walking down the street like, hey,
you
ladies.
You know why? This is why in the black community that a lot of women don't like gay men. It's because they don't like down low brothers, because they think from the 80s that's how they got AIDS.
Right.
They got,
a lot of girls actually don't like bisexual. Like, even liberal women.
Yeah, of course.
Women,
like, you don't like bisexual.
Bisexual.
That's disgusting. Right. Look, I agree with the sentiment that Ian is a gross little troll, man.
Yeah, look,
okay?
He's a horny little troll.
I understand.
Troll.
He is a fucking comic, you know, ape not kill ape, right? That's the fucking whole idea here, is we're all comics.
And she's attacking him. To be fair, Leonardo's attacking him, not any of his comedy right now. He's saying I'm bisexual or gay, which is true, but...
Sure.
But that you're a comedian, you're talking about your life. It's like...
Yeah,
I will say this. Another easy dub for her, though, because I think a lot of people just don't like Ian. Just, same with Natalie, too, where it's like when they look at Ian, they're like, I fucking hate this guy just from looking at him.
So the
thumbnail's effective. You see Ian and Natalie, like, oh, I can't wait to see her take these guys down.
Go ahead.
Gross, and that's how you spread diseases.
That's
just
AIDS,
ask
guys.
All those chicks who were married to black dudes in Atlanta how they got AIDS.
You know,
whether that's true or not, that's, you know, the narrative, you know.
Just, I do what I want when I want with who I want. I don't give a fucking fuck what you got to think or say about it. Welcome to the Republican Party. They don't care. You're right. They don't care. No, not when they're sweeping executive orders.
What executive order made it illegal for you to be gay? The executive orders were about how you can't transition children. We don't want to chemically and physically castrate children, and
so
that makes...
She goes on to... I mean, she gets into COVID. She gets into all the shit. It's like, you're like, calm the fuck down. This isn't a serious fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ian's not at a rally trying to get people on one political side or the other, right? And she makes this, I mean, we could, we don't need to play the whole video, but we can play more of it. But she goes into a very serious diatribe about how these are the guys that are trying to fucking get,
especially
for
somebody who's going, where are the jokes? Bitch, same question.
Ian's talking off the top of his head responding to a heckler. Like, look, if he gave it thought, it would also sound stupid. But it's like he's just like thinking. He's like, oh, the executive order. He's just like, he's obviously thinking.
He's
of
just saying.
To say.
He's saying that. But they're both making the fucking talking points that they're just the most generic talking points of all time.
And there is a little big difference in this, is that Ian is performing for a comedy club for human beings, and she's making a video performing to a camera. So it's, she has the advantage. You know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, she gets to write this out. Yeah,
and she's talking specifically to an audience who wants, who already agrees with her, who wants to hear this type of stuff. And by the way, more power to you. But let's get real. Like, you know, you can't fucking, I mean, my whole problem with it all is just you're taking a guy who's just trying to tell fucking jokes and to be funny and be in the moment.
Yeah.
And you're purposefully having your audience go and attack him.
And it's also like any great stand-up, non-political, if you do this, you can do this to like most comedy, because most comedy is like making a fake argument that doesn't hold up if you think about it, and you like, you examine facts. And
well, that's
that
exactly
stuff,
what
you know?
I love about comedy. It's watch Patrice O'Neal, he's like, yo, women ain't shit. I was watching Patrice O'Neal, Elephant in the Room, while my son was being born. Like, not in that moment. My son's mother was in the hospital. I was sitting there watching it because we were in the hospital for 30 hours. And it's so funny because, like, he's saying all this horrific shit about women. I went on, like, a Patrice, like, down a fucking Patrice rabbit hole while she was in the hospital. Opie and Anthony stuff.
Right.
Elephant in the Room. A bunch of stuff. And I'm literally watching my son's mother... like, blow my fucking mind. She's giving birth to my son. It was the most incredible experience in my entire life. But you're watching a guy talk about how women aren't shit. Who, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, yeah.
But that's what comedy is. You it doesn't matter what your fucking point is. You make a ridiculous statement sometimes, and you prove it comedically.
Yeah, that's
that is actually
comedy.
Way more fucking impressive than just feeding the people that like you what they want to hear as it is, right? And if you say if she was saying shit that her audience doesn't like to hear, and then getting them to laugh anyway, I would be way more impressed with it.
I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, that's true.
And I don't really think, and I mean, I could be wrong, but Leonardo's actually, I think she's a good person. She is.
I'm sure. She is. I don't. Like I
don't
I've
think
never
she really
met
actually
her.
Actually, has heat with Ian. I don't know. Now they've been fighting on Twitter. I feel like they could be in the fences. But once again, Leonardo is smart. I keep saying this. She's purposely attacking him, knowing that it's going to get clicks. And I would say this to Leonardo's face. She knows. Hey, listen. This is an easy target. Let's kind of expose him, quote unquote. You know, call him out, and it's going to go viral.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But then she should expect Ian's friends to like defend him.
And she did. And
publicly.
I guarantee you, Robbie, that she's fully aware that she was going to get some kickback for doing this. She's not some dumb
good,
person.
No, like, good, and good for her. Like, I've seen what she's done peripherally, and I've kind of like, there's been a few things where I was like, oh, that's pretty fucking funny.
She is funny. I've done shows with her. She's funny.
Doggy, I'll tell you right now, Ian's a fucking beast of a comic. Yeah. So she shouldn't be talking shit about writing jokes. Like, Ian murders. Ian is an absolute fucking killer. So, you know, no offense, but, you know, she's a woman and he's a man. So when it comes down to it, we always side with men on this show.
Yeah,
we will always side with men. And, you
especially
know,
in comedy.
Men are, you know, 10 times as funny as women in comedy in general.
Let's be real.
But, you know, she just went after the wrong fucking guy for the wrong reason. Now, by the way, if you want to have all those talking points and you want to make your entire identity being right wing and political, more power to you. I'm having you on the show right now. That's literally your entire identity on the internet.
Kind of. I mean, I'm really more of a populist, but because, you know, I like Trump, you know, everybody lumps me
in. I liked your Luca video, which was not political.
You.
I thought
thank
that was very
you.
Funny.
Yeah, but listen, when it comes to Leonardo, honestly, she knew that she had to attack a guy like Ian, though, because he actually has a following. He's notable, you know what I mean? So, you know, if you go after somebody that's a nobody, nobody cares. But
of course.
You go after Ian, who has a following, who opens up for David Tell, who is a big comic, established guy, you're just going to get more clicks.
To me, it's just counterintuitive, because I would compare it to if someone that was a leftist attacked like a Nick DiPaolo special.
Yeah, well, that happens.
And it happens. Nick gets attacked.
And it sucks. And it sucks.
I think this is equally gross.
But yeah, but, and by the way, leftists, it used to be just an exclusive trait of people on the left to go after comedians for the jokes they're making because they don't agree with their political ideology.
No, that's...
Well, with comedy specifically, because comedy became a big thing. Back in the day, in the 80s and 90s when we were growing up, yes, the right-wing conservatives were putting the stickers on albums and you know going after, you know, arts and blah, 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 blah.
I mean, even go back to like Lenny Bruce, yeah.
But comedy has become a thing where it's, I mean, and she says at one point here, she's like, this is why comedy is dying. Comedy's not dying. Comedy is bigger than it has ever fucking been. True. There's more rock star comedians now than ever before.
You could be a nobody
before.
And go on Kill Tony and just start 100%.
And by the way, most of the comics that are fucking big right now are Trump supporting fucking comics. That's the truth. All the guys that are getting big, Schultz, Tony Hinchcliffe, Rogan, all these guys came out in support of Trump, where literally 8 years ago when Trump was running, it was like a dirty little secret if people were supporting Trump. The amount of comics that have switched because the pendulum has swung is fucking crazy. I think it's all fucking gay. I think if you go to Austin, you watch all these guys that are sucking Trump's dick, it's like, guys, we should be, whoever's in charge, we should be trashing. We should be making fun of. That is the way that it should work, right? We should all be making fun of the teacher or the principal of our fucking high school. We should all be putting thumbtacks on their chairs. We should all be fucking throwing water balloons at the fucking rich person's car. That is what comedy is sort of used for. But
yeah,
the
same amount of money, same mindset for Super Bowl commercial money, I'd be a hall monitor too.
You're goddamn right, I would. Okay, Zach, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar on the show. If you guys like to smoke cigars, whether you're a cigar aficionado or if you're just a cigar newbie like me, Small Batch Cigars has you covered because they make it simple, they make it fast. You can shop their website and fucking get the best cigars on the planet delivered right to your door.
Not only that, Lewis, but they have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. They come with the Bovita pack, so everything's super fresh. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry with an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% reward points instantly.
It's an incredible company. It's an incredible sponsor. Just go to smallbatchcigar.com. Use the promo code GAS10 when you check out. You're going to get 10% off, and then you're going to get those 5% rewards points. Once again, smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code GAS10 for 10% off and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we? All right, look, I don't really have much else more to say about the league because I don't have actually a problem with Leonardo. I just have a problem with attacking comics for telling fucking jokes. And let's not play stupid and pretend that we don't think Ian was just telling jokes.
Right. Yeah. Especially if you know Ian. It's like 2 weeks ago, you just got attacked by like the trans community. It's just like if you actually know who he is, he's not what she assumes he is. So,
I think a lot of her statements were probably factual, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Leonardo knows what she's doing. She's smart. She got the clicks. We're talking about her. This is going to get clicks.
I would have sex with her.
So
yeah, she does. She's twin enough.
Yeah, she's got a.
Think she's engaged. Her and the guy she's married to is actually really, really. Really
Ian's engaged.
Yeah, Ian's
actually a really funny comic too.
All right, so look, let's do some plugs real quick. We're just trucking along on this show. Yes. Shout out to everyone on the Racist Live chat right now. Gas Digital subscribers, go to gasdigital.com. If you guys are watching this on YouTube or iTunes or anywhere else, you should know that we do an uncensored ad-free version that comes out live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The Friday show is exclusive just for subscribers. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use that promo code LAZ. Get yourself $1.50 a month off the premium service. It's the most worthwhile $11 you're ever going to spend in your entire life. The new Gas Digital, we're also doing a bunch of new updates on the website, chat, apps, all that stuff. So keep tuning in. You guys are the best fucking fan base in the entire world. Let's see. Let's go with some plugs. Amy Winehouse, baby daddy, says, fuck you, Lewis. Thank you, Amy. Shannon, time out Amy Winehouse for 15 minutes. That's it. Time him out. 15 minutes, Amy. Sit down. Think about what you just did. You can come back at the end of the show. Alex, Simon, what are you plugging, my friend?
You know, I got a lot going on. I'm actually going to be at the New York City Council meeting going insane for, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. But Wednesday, it's going to be great. But everybody needs to watch my podcast, Primetime with Alex Stein, on Blaze TV. Please watch that. We need all the support we can get. But yeah, support that, please.
Alex,
oh,
you're the man.
Actually, I got to talk about this. I'm going to be at SMU on March 27th. Then I'm going to be at LMU in LA. What is that? March 10th. And, excuse me, SMU February 27th, LA March 12th, on campus Loyola Marymount, and SMU and UConn April 10th or something like that. Just look up my dates, Alex.
Why so many colleges?
I work for Turning Point, so I'm going on like a tour. I'm going on the Step Up Speak Up tour where I'm doing the kind of Crowder bit where they do the public debates.
Gotcha.
And I've been doing
the arena of ideas.
And that, yes, I have.
You're a mental gladiator.
Well, I go there and I debate like an insane person. I play
a
character called Charlie Kurt. And I pretend to be Charlie Kirk, and I say crazy stuff. So I'm actually going to be at a bunch of colleges, so look that up. Come and see me, please. And they're free and open to the public, and they're usually debates and then events. So.
Very cool, very cool. Can I get another coffee, please, Karen? Thank you very much. You can get my mug, my Keto Brains Nootropic mug with the fucking brass knuckles.
Yeah, brass knuckles.
It's pretty cool.
That
pretty
is
cool.
Sick.
Robbie, what are you plugging? Even though you shouldn't even get plugged, you fucking cocksucker.
Unbelievable. Crowder Boys every Wednesday at 7. Step into the arena of ideas. Mental gladiators. Who knows who comes out alive? No one knows. Our minds, swords, our facts, logic, and shields. Every Wednesday at 7. Me, Dalton Pruitt, and Crack Amico. It's a good time. Also at Robbie Goodwin on Twitter and Instagram. Plus, what about Rob? Actually, Robbie Wood. I'm changing because it's going to be more movie focused. Robbie Wood live streams weekly on the my YouTube channel.
Love it. Zach Amico. I got links going up live for April 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, all in Canada. I'm going to be in Ottawa, Montreal, Cornwall, and Gananoque. Come
nice.
Hang out.
It's a good run. It's very a fun exciting. Run. Fun run, Zach. And you need to run.
Yeah.
Come see me live on the road. The Bring Five Friends Tour coming to a city near you. This week, if you guys are in Los Angeles, I think there's 29 tickets left for the Comedy Store. Story Wars at the Comedy Store with me and Big J. Okerson. Bobby Lee, Adam Ray, and Greg Fitzsimmons are going to be on the panel.
Well, that's gonna be a big
the
show,
Fitz
Bobby.
Dog. One.
Yeah, yeah. And then this weekend, I will be in Wise Guy, Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm very excited about Salt Lake City coming back. And then I got some other stuff coming up. South Bend, Indiana's coming up. Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm going to be in St. Catharines, Ontario, London, Ontario, Windsor, Ontario, Burlington, Ontario, all at the end of March. Punchline Philly in April. We got the Nashville Comedy Festival this first week of April as well. The Lab at Zanies, and we're doing Legion of Skanks and Story Wars. And then it's not on the site yet, but I screamed at my team today. I screamed, literally yelling into the phone. It was like, if this fucking link isn't up by the end of the day, I'll fucking kill you. We'll be in, North Charleston, South Carolina, April 11th and 12th, I believe it is. And then I got American Comedy Company San Diego and a lot more coming up. All throughout the year, I will be performing and leading up to my next special taping. July 12th, I'm taping a special in Tampa at Side Splitters Comedy Club, which is going to be absolutely incredible. So come out to that. Zach Kimiko's opening. Bobby Kelly's going to be directing. And also, guys, get your Skankfest tickets on May 2nd. May 2nd, Skankfest tickets are going on sale. We just booked the band for the kickoff party. It's official. Very excited for that. But Skankfest is going to be the best one we've ever done. We're in New Orleans for the first time. We're doing a bunch of shit we've never done before. You know we always change it up every year and do incredible things. So get those tickets on May 2nd because I believe that they will sell out faster than we've ever sold out before. And, all right, there we go. And really, that's it. Check out all my other podcasts, The Regs, Story Wars, and obviously the legendary Legion of Skanks. Subscribe to my mailing list if you guys want my newsletter, which comes out every Friday, and a bonus podcast, the Lewis Journal podcast. Every Friday comes out just for subscribers to my mailing list. I'm also doing giveaways for Skankfest tickets on that mailing list as well, so it's the only way to get those tickets to the kickoff party. And yeah, that's that. That's all I have to say about that. That's all I've got to say about that now. Mm-hmm.
So we usually
what we do on the show is we do Top Girl, which has been a minute since we've done Top Girl on the show. But since you're here, yes. Alex, in celebration of you, which, you know, I think your first viral video made, was it your first viral video?
Well, the AOC was my biggest. I'd gone to some city councils and disrupted some meetings and, you know, so I had a little bit of a following, but I went from like 100,000 to like 300,000, like literally in 24 hours. It was that viral. Like,
yeah.
It was
just, you went super viral.
All I said was, you know, you're my favorite big booty Latina. And
yeah. To AOC, who, you know, she was pretty toit for a hot minute.
She's good looking.
I think she's still pretty good looking.
Is she pull up AOC now?
Even if she's a little thicker.
I kind of like that she's a little thicker.
I mean, she's that's what I'm saying. She's
she reminds me of Rosario Dawson.
She has Rosario Dawson vibes. And a lot of people kind of like tease, she has those big eyes. I think she looks good. She kind of looks like Bambi. With
Yeah. I think big crazy eyes can be kind of cute.
I like a chick a little bit thick.
Oh, she's in,
She's okay, guys.
But when you see her in person, she has that celebrity
thing. She kind of looks Afghan, honestly.
Yeah, but guys, you know when you see a celebrity in person, and they look better. You know, you're like, oh, that.
That is very true.
She has that aura about
whatever,
her,
whatever it is. Like when you see a girl like a porn chick.
Yeah,
there's porn chicks who like I would never jerk off to. Then you meet them in real life, and you're like, okay, you're stunning.
Good, I did see Chalamet in person, and he did not look that good.
Well, yeah, it gets reversed too. Yeah. You see people and they look good, and you see them in person, they're a mess.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of the skinny guys who look skinny on movies look like sick in real life.
Yeah.
Because like the camera like makes you look a little.
Trust me, I'm fighting with that every day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, the At Midnight guy, I felt that way.
Hardwick?
Yeah,
he's small in real
life. He's like really small. Yeah.
He looks like a skeleton in a suit.
Yeah.
You know who's small in real life?
Oh,
I met David Spade the other day. Me and my son went
to go
hang out with Nate Bargatze.
Oh, that's awesome. Nate's the number one comic in the game right now.
Right.
He's the top guy.
Murdering it. His fucking suite was, I mean, literally the nicest hotel room I've ever been in.
That's awesome.
I was like, God damn it. I had to bring my son there. I was like, fuck. Now I gotta fucking live up to this standard.
Yeah.
But we had a blast. Nate's such a good friend. He's my son's godfather, actually.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
Dude, that's
little
pretty
known,
strong.
Little known fact.
Wow.
I mean, Nate's been crushing it for years, so it's not like he's an overnight success, but just the meteoric rise he's had in the last, you know.
So he went from almost being like what you would consider unknown to being the number one most famous comic in the world. And honestly, walking down the street with him, like the amount of times that he got stopped was crazy. Like I'm in a very, like New York's a different town, you know what I'm saying? So people don't give a shit about celebrity that much here. But he's very famous. And he was with David Spade when me and my son pulled up to the hotel. David Spade was outside. And my son was like, he had no idea who David Spade was because he's not from this generation.
Yeah, he didn't see. He didn't know.
That's
Chris
Dickie Roberts.
Son. He never saw Tommy.
Black
Sheep.
He's 12 now, so we just started showing him some cool movies. But the problem is like, a lot of those movies like Black Sheep, Tommy Boy, they don't really hold up for a young kid.
I was young when I saw him, and when I saw Tommy Boy, and I loved it.
I love Tommy Boy, and I love Black Sheep as well, but I feel like he's just... I showed him Austin Powers the other day.
Yeah, I'm saying, when did you show him R-rated movies?
He started watching R-rated movies in the past year or so, but...
That's about the time. Show him South Park, the movie. That's a good...
I've showed him South Park.
I think that was my first R-rated, and I was like, this is awesome.
No, he loves South Park. Nice. He likes naughty shit. He likes dirty stuff. He loves Louis C.K. now. That's like his favorite.
Oh, really?
Comic.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, he loves stand-up. He really loves stand-up, but it was like Gaffigan for a while and like a couple other people, but he really loves Louis now. And I showed him Austin Powers the other day, which he was fucking all about it.
Wait till he gets
that
the gold member, dude.
Movie.
Well, he also... His celebrity is Beyonce.
Oh,
and Beyonce
what?
Is at
How
her.
Is that?
It's crazy. She's like 50.
So
I know,
hot.
But I'm just
in
saying.
Goldmember though. She is the hottest she's ever been.
Yeah.
She's got abs.
I just rewatched it. It's fucking great. Foxy Cleopatra.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy. I wouldn't think that a young boy would resonate with Beyonce.
No, neither would I. But that's the one that he loves. Yeah. He loves
Beyonce.
It would
Beyonce. Be like. Our generation being like fucking Madonna, dude.
I was a kid, Selma Hayek I thought was super hot. She was like what, in her 40s, mid-40s?
This is when I knew Beyonce was big. I happened to be flying to Las Vegas for, it wasn't, I forget what it was, but maybe it was Skankfest or maybe it was a different time. But long story short, Beyonce was playing her tour date in Las Vegas. This was like last year or something. And I'm telling you, the plane was packed. It was a Spirit Airlines, so maybe this is why. With black women going to this thing. And I'm like, Beyonce's this strong. She's got all these Dallas black women. I mean, the plane was, when I say it was full.
Oh, the bus, the airline was full of black ladies?
I know, but you know, Spirit does have a lot of black people on it. Yeah. I'm just saying that the flight attendant said, who's going to Beyonce? And literally everybody, woo! And I was like, damn, Beyonce is this well-known, like a plane full of people.
Beyonce, I mean, she may be the most famous, like, besides Taylor Swift.
She's up there with Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
I think it's like it's like similar. It's like they're kind of, I think they fight for top girl spot a little bit. Although I think Taylor Swift is like,
Taylor Swift
she's
mad.
Taylor
Swift resonates with 8-year-olds all the way up to 90-year-olds. Taylor Swift is like why Nate Bargatze got so huge, right? It's because you can literally bring your kids, you can bring your grandma. Nobody's bringing their kids or their grandma to Beyonce.
Right. So
you know?
Moms and daughters.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because it's fake milquetoast country horse shit.
Beyonce has more followers.
What?
Beyonce has more Instagram followers.
Really?
Swift? Yeah, she has 312 million.
Shut up, Shannon. Shannon, you're fired.
You know what? I'll bet it's because Beyonce might be bigger internationally. I could see that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But either way, what we're going to do is, in celebration of your big booty Latina comment, mm-hmm. we are going to figure out who is the top girl big booty Latina.
I like it.
Well, you bring up that, but also because I...
Oh, hell, I like this segment.
Gotta change that to an L-A-Z there, Shannon. All right, so who do we got on this list right now?
Okay, so the first one, her name is Isabella Merst.
Who is this bitch?
I'm going to show you just a few from her Instagram, and then I'll show you some butt pictures.
Nice. Let's see what we got here.
So she actually played...
Because I will say Latin bitches are the toitest.
She actually played Dora in 2019.
This is Dora.
Yeah.
The Explorer?
No, Dora the fucking...
the cleaning
the
lady.
The flight attendant, you asshole. she's pretty.
Butt pictures. All right, but let's see that butt.
Okay. Oh, wow, there you go.
Hell yeah, she looks like a child, Janet.
Yeah, she looks...
She's 23.
She's 23? Attractive. Sick.
Yeah.
I mean,
We all do the same thing. We're like, yeah, I guess she's attractive. How old is she? Can you give me her age real quick?
Yeah, we need to verify that.
Yeah, she's pretty toy.
She's very beautiful.
She is in a Disney Channel. Letter.
She has a mask on. F her. This is MAGA country. I would not have. I would already. No.
Big Chimpin said, I'd explore her. Good job, Big Chimpin. Fucking solid, doggy. Yeah, she's pretty toy, Shannon. Who else we got on this list?
So what, out of five big booty Latinas, was she at 3.5?
Was that a swipe? Was that a swiper joke when you said swipe left? Go back to her.
Okay, but we're not judging as far as pretty lady. We're judging purely under the guise of big booty Latina.
I think the ass is solid, yeah.
Her ass is solid, but you're right in terms of like actual big booty Latina. I mean, first of all, the best is Dominican waitress at the stand might be have the nicest fucking ass.
Yeah.
I don't want to get her harassed, but holy shit, her ass is wonderful.
Her ass.
That's pretty good. You got it.
Sexual harassment.
I mean, look, she's beautiful. Her body's toyed. I like everyone in the race live chat is posting hot photos of her. Very, very cool.
Nice work.
Great job, boys. But somebody said 23 is a little old for top girl, which is true. It's solid, but yeah, I would say I give her a 2.75.
That's fair.
Out of five
on her ass. Her ass is nice, but I'm not like blown the fuck away.
Right.
Jen, who else we got?
Okay, next one is Aiza Gonzalez.
I like the fact that we don't know who any of these bitches are.
Right, yeah.
She's an Argentinian singer and actress.
Let's see. Definitely attractive.
Okay.
Yeah. Very, very beautiful.
Nice.
But
nice
we got to see the butt before
I enjoy abs.
Doesn't look like a big booty Latina.
I like
though.
When like there's a skinny girl who shows a lot of skin like that.
Look at that Golden Globes. That doesn't look like a big booty.
No, that looks like a small booty.
That looks like a flat ass Shannon.
Wait, there are some better ones. Hold
she's got a white
Shannon,
girl.
Shannon, let's say flat
that
ass.
Might be the...
She's got a white girl body a little bit.
Wait.
That's
what
not
the
her
hell?
On the left. That's performance.
Did she get it? Did she get it reduced? Or
what is happening here? I don't understand. What is this image, Shannon? Which one is her?
I think they're both her.
They're both her, but this is.
Is this before or after? Before and after she got stung by a bee?
Yeah. Did she get a BBL? I mean,
she's very beautiful.
She's hot.
Very hot, but the ass once again kind of lacking for a Latina chick.
Yeah, I was gonna say on the big booty.
I mean, that's
Latina
a great
scale,
ass. Look, it's a
actually,
great
that's
ass.
Pretty
it's
nice.
Great.
Yeah,
it's a great ass.
She's probably doing ketosis like you, Lewis. That's why she stays. But she probably needs to go back to eating a little more carbohydrate.
Do a little squats.
It's nice, diet. But when, I'm gonna give her. I'm gonna
I
give
like
her
that
a 2.5. Oh, that's a nice one.
I'm giving
one.
It a 4. I'm giving it a 5.
I let her fart right in my mouth. I really.
Yeah, no, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. Aiza Gonzalez.
I caramba, dude.
All right, Shannon. Before I know she's not going to be on the list, but I cannot get through this segment without saying Gracie Bonn.
Who's that?
You know exactly who Gracie Bonn is.
Gracie Bonn.
Oh, is that the big booty chick that you
showed?
That
is the big booty Latina of my dreams.
Yeah, but Zach, you have like fucking.
I have cartoonish taste in women.
Oh my god!
Women.
Yeah, Zach's got clown brain.
This is the lady who complained that she couldn't fit on planes.
This looks like Death by Snoo Snoo. Fucking.
But she's short.
She's short?
Zach, you think she's going to be a monster.
Nobody wants this.
Black guys would want that.
If you don't want your face between those butt cheeks, dude, I don't know what you're...
It would be just too much.
She looks like the wife of a Batman villain, kind of.
There's also no way to... Like, there's no way she can clean her ass. Her ass is full of
shit. Okay, so she started doing hardcore on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And I got to say, the dude did not have a huge cock.
Come on, Zach.
And it was
Zach. Not everybody. Not everybody sees the world.
I'm not saying it's for everybody.
Not everybody sees the world through a funhouse.
No,
mirror.
I understand. I have cartoonish tastes.
But she had those Target like security balls. You know how they had those balls outside of Target.
But I'm just saying, on a scale of big booty Latinas.
she's five big BBLs.
Yeah, that's that's BBLs, what a big that is.
I mean, it's just too big. There's such thing as too big. I give it a one on the big booty Latina scale.
So it takes off.
It's crazy, dude. It's too big, Zach. I mean, it's fun.
I bet if you saw it in real life, you would definitely.
It would be a fun night at the fucking booty bank, but I would not deposit for life.
This
would be a single. I'd use the ATM.
It's
I'd
a good
one day
trial.
I'd be out.
I would. Yeah.
Okay, let's thank Yo Kratom for being a longtime supporter of all things here at Gas Digital. Marquee sponsors here at the company. Marquee sponsor for Skankfest. Been in the business for a long time. They got the best deal on Kratom on the internet. So if you guys are over 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
That's right. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time and you don't even know what it is. When YoKratom.com has the best strains, the best customer service, and the best deal in the world of Kratom, that's right, $60 for just 1 kilo delivered all the way to your door, and that's all you got to do.
YoKratom.com, no promo code needed, $60 for a kilo. All right, where were we?
Have you guys seen the footage like where it's women at a BBL clinic and they all have to like sit on their knees? They can't sit on their butt.
Really?
No. You guys have never seen this viral video?
No.
It'll be like a BBL waiting room. It'll be like a clinic they have in like South America or something where all the women go.
Oh,
to get
those girls are fucked up. When they get out of surgery, they're like in body casts.
Yes, you can look it up. They're on Instagram. It's on. Just type in like BBL surgery, and there's videos, and everybody's like crying on their knees, like on a chair, but you know your knees on the chair because they can't sit on their butt, and they're all just sitting there with bandages on their ass crying.
Oh my god! Aren't they like deadly too to get a BBL? Yeah. Isn't it like really dangerous?
Well, there's
surgery?
Always like people in America. This is actually crazy. So my family were in the bail bond business. I actually have my bail bond license, but one time we got out. This person was a murderer. We bailed him out, but what they murdered a person is they were doing an illegal clinic and they gave an injection and the injection got a girl sick and they died.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
BBL.
Damn,
BBLs, they take fat from one area of the body and they shove it
in. But the person only got like 5.
These like third world countries, they'll put stuff like that like you're supposed to caulk your bathroom with.
Exactly. Like they
I got
mix
something
it
she can
with caulk. Like,
I'd caulk her bathroom.
Yeah,
did you ever see Rich Piana? Did you ever see Rich Piana?
Yeah.
He would like inject synthol in his arm. Like it's like they mix like chemicals like that, like fake stuff with like cement.
So weird.
It's bad.
All right, let's go to the next big booty Latina, Shannon. What else we got here?
Next one, I'm going to say beforehand, she is 24. Her name is Maya.
Give her age from now on, Shannon.
Yeah.
And you know what? Just don't show us children. How about that?
Or anyone too old.
You're going to ask regardless, so I'm saying it in advance. So this is Maya Radico.
Maya Radico.
I like her, yeah.
She looks young, too.
Yeah, she's done some like Nickelodeon stuff, like child stuff. And then here's some of her butt.
Let's see. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Ooh, asked by strong. Dan Schneider.
That's nice. Yeah. Okay. Now we're talking.
This
Shannon.
Is the best one. Mm-hmm.
So far, this is the best one. I'm going to give her a 3.5.
Yeah, and that seems.
I like
real.
That score.
I'm same. Going 4, maybe 4.2.
I mean, I think that's 4, definitely. That's a 4. I don't know.
These are all unknown big booty Latinas.
Four,
I don't know
four,
any
four.
Of these bitches. Because we're too old. We know J-Lo. We know fucking...
That's what I was saying before. They always ask me, people, I was like, who is your favorite big booty Latina? And I'm like, I mean, you name the same one. Salma Hayek, J-Lo.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just...
Right.
You know?
Well, there's no new stars anymore in general. I guess there's Olivia Rodrigo, right? But she has a kind of flat ass.
Yeah, she's
She's like a white girl.
Yeah. Go ahead.
They call her white Latinas. Call them white Latinas.
Okay, next one is Ana de Armas.
Oh, I know.
We brought her up recently.
Yeah, she was also on the list of hottest... Chicks.
I didn't Latina? Even know she was Latina, yeah, she honestly. Isn't. Yeah, but she's
Let me see her ass.
She's really hot.
Okay. Here's one.
That's didn't she play ass. She played Marilyn Monroe, right?
She did, yes. She was in the movie Blonde.
Right, how
that's
Latina
a, that's
are
a,
you?
That's a shit ass.
That's not very Latina, but that's an iconic role.
That is an iconic.
I mean, that's a great photo. Is that her ass right there in the jeans? No, that's Summer
Rae. Summer
Rae. Can we get Summer Rae? Yeah, who is she?
How about terrible. Summer Rae DeVito?
Ah, boom.
Let me see what her ethnicity is.
Maybe.
No, she's Caucasian.
Yeah, some people are saying Kim Congdon actually has a better ass than most of these girls.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Kim takes all these girls, honestly.
You know, back to here's some more. I'm Summer, though. Here's some more butt pictures.
Oh, who is this bitch? Is she white?
She's white.
Oh my God.
Come on, lady. Come
that,
my lady.
Now that is a fucking ass right there.
Yeah.
White girls have figured out how to grow their asses. Latinas, the problem is they're lazy.
Right.
Right. If they were to work harder at it, they'd have the fucking best asses.
They're not
ever.
Doing squats.
Look at this bitch.
Yeah, that's nice.
Who is this bitch?
Summer that's Rae. Good. I like
who's
this girl.
Who's Summer Rae? Hold what on. Does she do?
Can we get her on the show? Does she need a podcast?
Her ass is wild.
Oh, it looks like she's a trainer. A lot of videos sense. Of her doing yeah. That makes sense. Squats why she's and stuff.
Good job good for her. Show. Yeah.
That'll do it.
Latina's very low to the ground people.
Yeah. I would like to put in another nomination.
Please.
Okay. Nikita Lyons. And Lyons is spelled with a Y.
Well, is this another fucking
it's
giant?
It's going to be a hentai character.
No, it's she's in NXT.
Okay.
She's a wrestler chick.
All right.
Is she Latina?
I think so.
Her name is Takeda Banana. Oh no, Nikita Lyons.
And what does that say, Fikina? What does
Fikina.
It say?
Fikina.
Okay.
Fikina. It's okay, Zach. You like freaky bitches?
Dude, is it okay? Wait, bring up the one with the
that's
orange
not a
hair.
Great, that's not a great photo of her ass. Her ass is just okay.
Zach likes
that one in the middle is my favorite. That's Gigi Dolan.
Zach likes women that could deadlift him. I think.
Yeah. Thank you, Jorge.
Thank you, Jorge. I like that.
We have anybody else, Shannon? Because I'm actually kind of disappointed with all these Latinas so far.
So like none of their.
We'll see J Lo's ass real quick.
J hers.
Who is the? I mean, I'm sure. Let's see. Who is the hottest Latina right now in the world?
It might be AOC. I'd give it. Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez. That's a great ass.
It's like the ass. It's the quintessential ass.
I feel like it's the ass that made asses big.
I actually think that's Kim Kardashian, but before that, J Lo was like she was like the one woman with ass. Remember? And then Kim Kardashian made ass huge.
Well, J Lo,
but now titties are having a moment again. I think
she used to dance on In Living Color, correct? I wonder what her ass was then.
Back then,
yeah. Type.
I think back then is when the girls used to wear like parachute pants.
Yeah, you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
That's kind of coming back, like baggy jeans.
It's so funny, like flat asses were a thing. Like when Britney and
Paris
Christina
Hilton.
Aguilera were on top, like flat asses were like
kind of anorexic.
2003 was like skinny white girl. Yeah. Like that was like, oh, she's so hot. You know,
which I kind of like a flat little butt on a girl too. Sometimes you just fucking she bends over, it's just her pussy pops out.
Yeah,
that's all you see.
As long as they dress slutty, it's great.
All right, we have anybody else, Shannon, on this list? Because we're gonna move on.
Not with better butts than those.
So who is the top girl? Summer Rae.
I think AOC.
I think we're
like I'm going with AOC.
I think we decided on Kim Congdon.
Oh yeah, I think
Kim Congdon
is the
top
yeah.
girl, big booty Latina.
Kim Congdon wins.
Shout out to Kim Congdon.
Yeah, they just don't fall out the sky, you know.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's talk about this real quick. A humpback whale briefly swallows a kayaker in Chile. Did you see this?
And the kayaker spit him. I mean, the kayaker got spit out. I didn't. What?
Yeah. Look at this. This is wild. That his father's videotaping. If my son got swallowed by a humpback whale,
holy!
My ex.
I'd be like, Zach, spit out my son.
Right. Yeah.
Sí, yo pensé que me había comido
ya.
Second.
Wait. Look at this. This is wild.
Look at that.
Dude, that would be so.
He's scary. Still filming.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
I'd imagine you're in shock.
Oh yeah. True.
Damn. At least it's keto.
I thought it had eaten me and swallowed me. That's wild, dude.
Get eaten by a whale? Damn.
I have a really dumb question.
Yeah.
Please.
Can a humpback whale swallow? Don't they have the filter so that they can eat krill? Isn't that why they eat krill? Because it like goes through like a mesh?
That might be why they spit them out.
I think like, they can't eat giant things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge...
It's scary as fuck.
Yeah, I think it could...
Which jerk could just snap your neck?
The ocean, just in general, is scary as fuck.
Well, you know,
we're not supposed to be there.
Well, yeah.
God does not want us in the fucking ocean.
Lewis, so the deepest we can go in the ocean is the Marianas Trench, which is only 8 miles deep. And then the deepest hole we've ever dug is the Great Borehole in Russia, 8 miles deep. So that's like as deep as we can go. And the official narrative is that we know more about space than the ocean.
Have you seen creatures in the deep sea? They're terrifying.
That's how you
they're
see those
so
books.
Scary.
Yeah, there's something.
Well, there was just recently went viral, like an anglerfish came to the surface to die, and it was like filmed in like broad daylight. This thing is a fucking monster.
Dude, they're so, man. sea is scary, guys.
Like, those are the original dinosaurs. They're still here. They're, like, in that ocean.
Right. Yeah, who knows what's down there?
They don't even know about us.
Well, it's because there's so much pressure down there that the only things that could survive are, like, ugly as shit, like, because their faces are all fucked up.
I know, but it's crazy
to
think there's organisms, like, the size of, you know, a school bus.
Look at this guy.
I hate
that. That wasn't the one that went viral. There's one that's swimming, Shannon.
Actually, I like the ocean, but the deep sea is fucking so scary.
No, have you ever been on a cruise?
Yeah, I like the kind of like the feeling of kind of being alone out at sea.
Alone at sea?
Yeah, it's kind of not. Dude, like, I watch a lot of videos of like, you know how you get in rabbit holes, where people live on a sailboat, but it actually kind of looks shitty if you're on a small little sailboat. Yeah. But I fantasize. That seems like it'd be cool to do.
Dude, at night, the ocean at night is just this is the video. The ocean at night is fucking horrifying. Look at this.
James Cameron is a maniac.
It's the Zack Amico fish. Second, as your hair and your mouth.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Did everyone watch Troll 2?
Look at this, dude.
What that's is that? Just a tentacle? And
so scary.
I think that's
a light. It's a light that, like, when you're in the
deep
ocean.
They use
it
to attract shit.
Wow.
Like the way you would attract a moth with a light bulb.
Yeah, and then it just fucking eats it.
It looks so fake, even. It doesn't even look like a real thing.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, dude, I went, last time I was in Jamaica, last March, we didn't take the kayaks. We didn't put them up. So when the tide came in, it pulled both kayaks out in the night. And me and my son's stepfather had to fucking go out to get the kayaks. And just being in the ocean at night, it is fucking...
Imagine how he felt.
Dude, he disappeared. Dude, it's so terrifying. It really is, dude. And it just feels creepier. And what's funny is in Jamaica, they would go spearfishing. At night, they would go in with a headlamp on, and they would go in with a spear gun.
It's easier at night.
I guess there's certain fish that come to the surface at night, dude. But it is just whatever it is. It's just very
it's eerie.
What's the weed eerie. Like in Jamaica? Is it that? I mean,
I've been to just my 12th time going to Jamaica in just a few weeks.
I know I know everybody knows you're like the king of Jamaica, but it's the weed. But I always kind of thought why Jamaica is so cool because you go on vacation and smoke weed before weed was legal everywhere.
So that's when I first went. It's one of the reasons why I fell in love with Jamaica, because I was a big pothead. And then the first time I went, it was shitty weed. You know, it was like just, you know, dirt you fucking buy from a Jamaican on the beach. But rolling a joint of it. And just fucking, you know, sitting there on the beach, like in Jamaica, where it was just it was an incredible feeling. And I'd never been anywhere nice before in my entire life. I read a book called Rule of the Bone by Russell Banks, and the kid ended up in Jamaica just randomly. And it really made me feel like, I was like, dude, I got to go to Jamaica. It sounds incredible.
That shows you guys, you read one book and it changes your whole life.
Right. Dude, you don't need to read another one. Yeah. That was it. I said, I'll never do another one.
Nothing will top this.
But
as far as weed quality, though, goes, now that it's legal here, all the best shit's here. Like, we were just in Amsterdam.
Yeah. It's still better to smoke a joint in Jamaica, but yeah.
But I mean, as far as like the quality of the weed, we were just in Amsterdam. All the American weed was more expensive.
Right.
No, because I haven't been to Amsterdam
it's way
in years.
Better.
Wow.
So yeah, so the
Bay Area
from like
the
California
weed.
Or whatever, they'll be like, this
it was
is
twice
Cali,
expensive. Yeah. And we're like, oh wait, we just have this here. So you're like, you're at a coffee shop in Amsterdam and be like, oh, this kind of ruins the fun of it when they're charging more money because we have better weed.
Yeah.
But I will say Jamaica, now that the weed is legal in Jamaica, what you do is when you get off at the airport, you just have your driver. Don't go in Montego Bay because that's like super touristy. But if you go to any other town, go to the dispensary, you'll be able to get an ounce for like $100-$120 of really high quality hydroponic weed. There's, you could buy hash, you could buy concentrates, you could buy everything. And I would say it's still not as good as you'll get weed like here in New York or like, but probably in Texas, you'll probably get better
weed.
You'll get better weed than you'll get in Dallas in Jamaica.
That's crazy though that all the weed in Amsterdam is from California now. Yeah.
The menu will literally
all
be like
gummies
American,
and stuff.
High quality.
Like, is it all,
Northern California is like the produce capital of like the world, so it makes sense that weed is like huge over there.
Yeah,
makes
sense. But I will recommend anyone to go to Jamaica. I'm supposed to have a debate with somebody about if Jamaica's...
some guy on the beach in Jamaica.
No, this weed sucks. Give me about how good Jamaica is. Jamaica is the fucking dude. I really love it. I've been so many times. I'm going for my 12th time. Shannon, how many times have you been to Jamaica at this point?
My fourth time, I think.
Yeah,
this will be my fourth.
That's fun.
It's What do you like about it? It's Daniel. What's his fucking dumb name? Top Lobster.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to have a debate with Top because he went Top Lobster.
Does he not like Jamaica? That'd be a Jamaica. Great debate.
So we're supposed to debate Jamaica.
Have you seen the beef, though? And you know Mersh. You know Mersh has been fighting with Top Lobster.
Oh, has he been?
Yeah, now they're back.
Hey,
they're
Top Lobster, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, Mersh is hilarious. I freaking laugh at him. And I like him.
Let's
I'm friendly with him, but I'm just saying I laugh at his shit.
I like both those guys.
Yeah, of course. I like Top Lobster.
Mersh is a nice guy.
Mersh is so fucking funny where he's like, because they did a gig, and I guess Top Lobster said that they're going to pay him something. They didn't get paid, but it was like a, like you said, it was kind of like a public debate kind of event.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like they did a live podcast or something, and so Mersh kind of flamed him publicly. And but it all, I think this all just happened. But I think they have mended the fences. Since
I got in a fight with Top Lobster because he stole one of my jokes on Twitter.
Well,
yeah, well, what's funny was I do this ironic thing. Dalton and I like to do this a lot, where we'll be like, we'll see a picture of clowns. We'll be like, I didn't know Congress was in town or something that. And I posted that, and Top Lobster posted like the exact same thing right after me.
Yeah.
But I think he was doing it sincerely. So anyway, I like put him on blast, and
I didn't know
he's like a figure in like the comedy.
No, Top's the man. No. Yeah. He actually, when we were doing our merch company, he was a partner in the merch company.
I've heard he's one of the Top Lobsters.
He's online. He's provocative, so you know.
Top Lobster's the man.
He does cracks merch.
But we're gonna do. You were supposed to do a debate on whether or not Jamaica is a good place to go on vacation. And I think we'll do it. We'll do it on the Lewis and Zach show at one point.
That's fun.
We're about to wrap this one up, though. This has been fun.
This has been a blast. I just want to say,
Alex, you're the man, dude.
Man, you've always been so gracious to me. And I want to shout out Sam Hyde. Sam Hyde gave me a shout out last time he was on Skanks. And Sam's the man. Everybody go watch Fish
Sam
Tank.
Sam rules.
And his new show is coming out. So I just want to shout out. I always appreciate you, Lewis, for showing me love. And Zach, it's such a pleasure to meet you.
Great meeting you, bro.
Robbie, I wish we could have fought or something. I was hoping that there would be, you know, some heat.
Oh, cause, on, why? Because of my what?
You're late.
Aren't you libtarded or something?
No, I am libtard. I am. I am a.
I wanted to.
I'm clinically diagnosed with libtardation.
Well, and that's a hard.
Hey man, step into the arena of ideas, and we'll. I don't know. We'll do a debate.
Yeah, we do need a debate, but like I said, thank you, Robbie. It was a pleasure. And guys, hey, you obviously have a lot of viewers. This place is first class. I've been
thank
to a
you.
Lot of studios. It would be an honor. The people that work here, everybody's nice. I mean, this place is badass, and I'm not just saying that to kiss ass.
It is cool.
Legitimately badass.
Alex, you're the fucking man, dude. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank
we'll
you
be back
me.
On Wednesday. We got David Lucas, Dave Temple coming on. Two Daves, both black. Let's go.
I'll be with David today. I'm meeting up with David today.
Oh, very cool.
Love David.
All right, you guys are the shit. Thanks for watching. We appreciate you guys. Go subscribe to Gas Digital. We're out.